Yeah, this is the first time we've ever done this setup, all five of us on the podcast.
And what a day to do it.
Who are you people? That's how we start.
Oh, hello.
Should we do a cheers? Congrats. Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Inter won the 20th star.
The 20th?
Come on, cheers. Cheers.
The 20th? All right, you know what? I'm going to cheer it anyway.
But you could have just moved it.
I drank mine already. What a cheers with you guys.
I'm concerned. Mike doesn't drink.
He doesn't even believe in himself. He's still got one star.
Congrats.
I have to buy the merch.
He's got four on his head.
One.
Can you sing a little bit of the song?
Amala. Which one?
The Inter song. Whatever you sing.
There's a bunch of Inter songs.
Just one.
Per la gente che ama soltanto te, per tutti quei chilometri che ho fatto per te, internazionale devi vincere.
You might as well start drinking, Anto, now.
They're embarrassing you.
Have a little drink. Maybe you're going to start singing too.
Dad, did you see the video
yesterday? He's going to need a bigger drink than that.
When he was listening to the call, the celebrations.
Yeah.
The campioni di Italia. I'm sorry, Anto. It was funny, though.
Yeah.
We told him that we were going to play.
It looked like he was in a coma.
Who?
You.
He did a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, let me tell you something. AC Milan people, they never go in coma.
AC Milan
not
people.
Even close.
Yeah, first of all, two times.
First of all, our symbol is the devil. Right? You know what devils do? They never die. And they wait. And they wait. They wait for the people, the sinner, to come down.
Yannick?
At the bottom. Not Yannick. But.
How's it going, Mike? So, I appreciate the joke.
All of the symbol. I mean, these guys here, their symbol, I mean, their mascot is a snake. Mm. Right?
Yep.
They're vicious.
And what's their?
They're venom. They have viciousness, venom. And right. What else?
Six straight games you haven't beaten it there, so.
And only two goals scored in those games. That's incredible.
You might have as much venom as you want, Pete. The more you bite the devil, at some point you're going to run out of venom, and then you're going to have to just do yourself dead.
All right, let's give credit first, and then credit? we could go on. Pete, as an Inter fan, never happened before that you could win a derby. I mean, it's happened before that you could do it. You weren't able to do it in 2007. Could you have imagined a better season for your team?
I mean, the way that the season started till now, I think we said it before. It's just more so the carry-on of last year getting to the Champions League final. And I think from that game and that run in the Champions League, this Inter team transformed. Under Inzaghi, who has transformed as a coach, and under the players that understood what it is to get a result, number one, but also do it playing a beautiful style of football that we haven't seen in a while. And I think, you know, we tend to look at the Derby and we tend to look at, you know, other coaches that play a certain style, but nobody has been, I think, giving Simone Inzaghi credit because he's not only playing beautiful football, but also winning. And that's a recipe for success. And, you know, I think even we have to say Marotta is a legend at what he does. And you know, the whole technical staff, you know, in the sporting direction of Inter, being able to have a clear, you know, identity as far as what they want to do in the off season. I mean, Ausilio even said after the Scudetto with all, you know, Sky and Italy, that's just Italy. You win the Scudetto and already they're asking for next year.
Oh, really?
What's going on? How do you guys, replicate this? That's Italy. In the U.S., everybody we're talking about.
Were you annoyed by that?
Are you going to Disney? No, I'm not annoyed by it. I know it's the culture. It's the culture. It's always.
But you don't agree with that culture.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just more so the that's just how it is. In Italy, you always expect more and more and you have to always be better than the prior year. So obviously it was the comparison to Napoli, right? Napoli had a historic season last year, and this year they weren't able to replicate that. This Inter team, luckily, are going to maintain the coach. They should be able to maintain a lot of the players. And Ausilio said it, we have two players that we've already signed, Zielinski, Taremi. We're going to add a lot to this Inter team, and I think especially Taremi potentially coming off the bench where we lacked a true number nine to score goals. It's going to be a scary team, I think, for next year.
You have a much stronger foundation than Napoli does. And you've also shown that you could lose your best players. You've lost Milan Skriniar, that was seen as the capitano futuro of
Onana.
The team. You lost Onana. You lost Lukaku. All now, in hindsight, it's easy to say, look how bad Skriniar is doing. Look how bad, well, Onana's gone better now. Lukaku's good aroma, but you, at that moment it seemed crazy, and you replaced them with mostly free transfers, right? And I think that that is the basis. I saw Marotta after the game, and he was the only one I went up to. I said, "You're the genius behind all of this," and I shook his hand, because for me, this Inter side is built by a guy behind the scenes who knew how to put these players together. There's so many of them individually. If you look at them, they were not wanted by a lot of teams. Darmian was not a player that anybody wanted before. Mm-hmm. Hakan Calhanoglu left Milan on a free transfer, and I never liked the player. I thought he would did nothing at Milan as a number 10, as a winger, wherever he played. So there's so many of those guys that, because of the system, because of Mkhitaryan. I remember people were laughing at Mkhitaryan when you were signing him.
I mean, he was good at Roma too.
Acerbi. There's so many players that people were laughing at that, guess what? Inter profited, and that comes from having a proper director. That's a conversation for
we have a proper a director deeper. And then also Inzaghi wanting certain players, mm-hmm. and wanting the profile of the player, and working in unison with the sporting director. Because ultimately the sporting director can get you the players, but then the coach has to work his magic. And I think, you know, especially in these 3 years, you know, as we compare to, let's say, Allegri and Juventus, where you see no progression in the style of play, Inzaghi, although he maintained his methodology of how he plays and his style of play, he's adapted to making sure he wins the game first and being able to have this flexibility where you're able to go forward but also not risk a lot. Because that was the difference. You know, when Inter lost the Scudetto was because there was this lack of balance or this ability to play good football but also let in too many goals.
Yeah. No, Pete, I definitely agree with you. I give a lot of respect for Inzaghi, but I also I see a lot of praise for Inzaghi, but I feel like there's also some stuff underlying things that we do have to mention. Like, let's be honest, the past three seasons, Inter did have the better squad on paper out of all of them. So, yes, we're celebrating one Scudetto with Inzaghi, but realistically, he probably should have got a couple more. And he should have won last season, probably should have won, maybe not the season before, but he should have been competing for that one too. So you can say that's kind of faulty on Inzaghi.
Mike, he's coming from Lazio.
I understand.
I feel like we witnessed the growth of Inzaghi over these 3 years.
From the differences on it, he did improve. He does play nice, attractive football compared to Allegri when he was winning the Scudetti in a row. It was boring. Inzaghi did great with that. But then also you can say in Champions League, it was kind of a failure in Europe because they really should have went further. And now looking at the path, they had a favorable path to maybe going to back-to-back Champions League finals. So I don't want to take too much from Inzaghi. Yes, he did good, but I think this Scudetto was expected. But I do see a lot of growth from when he first came from Lazio to now. They do play one of the best footballs in Europe, I gotta agree, but he still gotta grow as a manager, not just in Serie A, but in Europe also. Because it's a whole different beast.
What else could he have done?
Going through Atletico?
Okay, but they went out against a really good Atletico side.
I mean, they lost to Dorm.
They went out in penalty kick.
But they lost to Dorm. But they should have put the game away.
Guys.
Okay, there's mistakes. But what could Inzaghi have done different? They needed a player to step up in those moments, and they didn't have it.
I just think...
What did Inzaghi do wrong?
Maybe not Inzaghi, but I'm just saying him in his under his tenure. I think he should have done better. He would have got a favorable path there. But and like I was saying for the other Serie A, I don't want to sound like a hater, but I feel like he should already got a Scudetto now.
You're bringing up good points, but let's not forget the first year.
Yeah, like I said, that was a tough one. That was a tough one.
You're coming in to a team that you just win the Scudetto, so you have high expectations.
Uh-huh.
You did it with Conte.
Yeah.
And Inter lost two of their star players, Hakimi and Lukaku, mm-hmm. at that point. So already, yes, he inherited a good squad, but it wasn't the same squad that Conte had. So he was going in hoping that he had kept Lukaku, and then Lukaku eventually got traded or sold to Manchester United. So already there, he missed out because he was ahead, and then there was a complete blackout. The year
sold to Chelsea, no?
Yeah, okay. Sold to Chelsea, correct. Sorry, I said Manchester.
Does anybody have anything negative to say about this squad?
Before I let you go,
I give some criticism.
For Champions League, not even the top teams. Manchester City should be going to every final.
They went out against Lyon how many times?
And they just went out again now.
Okay, they're playing against Real Madrid, though.
Okay, I understand.
But this is a year's of progression.
Ultimately, they have the best squad in Europe. So
PSG. What about PSG?
It's Champions League. You can't expect to win Champions League or go far every year.
Not expect.
They were competitive. It's not like they got knocked out.
It just
the group
feels
stage.
Like in Champions League, it seems like a step down. And considering they got someone like Atletico, when they could have got a tougher opponent.
That let's should.
No, I think tonight we are here to celebrate Inter. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, they are 16 points ahead of the second team. So I don't know how much you can criticize. I think that. As far as the Campeonato is concerned...
I sound like the bad guy.
No. I mean, he didn't do anything...
I give my praise.
He did everything perfect as far as the Campeonato.
The Campeonato, yes, the Campeonato.
16 points ahead.
The Campeonato, I gave my credit for it.
5 games ahead of the last game, and he's already...
I agree in the Serie A, yeah.
They had a good team on the field, and they have a good team outside of the field with Marotta and company and Zanetti. I think they learned a lot from the final of Man City, especially Zaka. I think they learned a lot. And what I liked about Marotta, what he said at the end of the game, he said, what you need for next year, we need mentality. You know, we need to have that stronger mentality. Maybe that can take us
to the next level.
The next level. And he said, we have to remain humble. And the next season, we're going to start from a very humble beginning and go forward.
Wow.
I like that.
What have you made of the game overall?
We're talking about just
the derby.
I think Inter did a very good job in the first half. I think they were playing great. They had a lot of chances. They could have scored a couple of goals, 2-3 goals. What I didn't like about the game, and I was going to show it on the is that on the 2-1, you went too far back. You were waiting for them. Outside your area, and that's too far back. To me, you have, as soon as the other team passes the midfield, you got to hit them there. You got to put pressure on the ball. There was no pressure on the ball. They got the ball 40 yards from the goal, AC Milan, and there was no pressure at all. And when you have 3, 4, 5 guys all open with no pressure, sooner or later you'll find the open man that will score the goal. And until the last second, I mean, until the corner came, I thought they could have scored a goal.
Made it a beautiful way to win, too.
Yeah. But if you push up a little bit, just a midfield, as soon as they pass midfield, you put some pressure on the ball, then they struggle to think, they struggle to know where the ball is going to go. And that's the only thing that I can criticize about that.
What do you think that comes down to? Was that just like they got very... Because at the 2-0, when Thuram scored the second goal, I could speak that the entire stadium thought that the game was over. Everyone was finally celebrating, even the guys on the bench. Do you think it just came down to lowering the...
He lowered too much.
Okay.
He lowered too much.
The concentration.
Yeah, maybe. I thought maybe, I think he got afraid a little bit. It's 2-1, they scored a goal. So they went back a little bit too much. If he would have pushed at least another 10, 15 yards and meet him at halfway, I think that AC Milan would have...
Listen, gentlemen, can I say something?
Keep a focus on Inter. We're going to get to Milan.
All of this praise. You look like one of the biggest Inter fans. This other guy, this other guy, nothing but praise. Is he going to find nothing? Can I say something?
I mean, you guys went on and on,
and I kept quiet. Let me just say something to you. This praise about Marotta, I'll drink to that too.
Don't hurt yourself.
Why is he so awkward doing that? I just grab it from the next
All time. Of this Marotta, all of this great thing that Inter did and Inter didn't do. For me, the most exciting thing about the game was the fight.
He grabbed that when he has to talk.
He doesn't know how to drink.
The entire time.
How do you drink it?
Also, shout out to Dean, our bartender behind the scenes that made us a special martini.
He's expensive, this guy. Oh my God.
Guys,
the man.
You guys are making, you are building up some sort of a, you know, a big mountain that does not exist.
I thought you got...
Relax. It's my turn to talk. Right, my turn to talk.
Ouch.
You guys have a short span memory. In 2005 and 2006, you're a big boy Marotta, okay?
Big boy.
Occhio di Lince. Marotta, you know what he did? He got shoplifted by you guys. Inter shoplifted Juventus of one Campeonato that they won on the field. For some reasons, you find that the way to steal that Campeonato, that's called shoplifting. When somebody goes to the supermarket, He takes the grocery and he sticks the rapid the pockets and they walk out. It's called shoplifting. That's a definition of shoplifting.
So wait, are you saying that they don't have 20 titles?
They don't.
Okay.
That's why he still has one star. He knows. Still on the
I get what you're saying.
Let me just finish.
You're saying because of Calciopoli.
Please, let me finish. The Inter celebration, I think, is way over the top. You guys have failed very big. I think you are trying to make up for the big disappointment that you had on being eliminated by Atletico, which is a team that shouldn't even make it to the eight. So you guys got spanked by Atletico, but not by little.
We spanked. We lost the penalty.
You got spanked in penalty.
Well, you got spanked and you got humiliated.
The draw till the 87th
minute. Did you win or lose? You got out.
We lost.
All right, so admit
but it. It's not spanked.
Have the courage to admit it that you got spanked by Simeone.
Spanked,
you lost.
No.
All right. So I think you playing
Milan got spanked by Inter.
You guys are overplaying your hands too much. We have shown this so over the years. He was the only one that said that Inzaghi has failed in Champions League. He doesn't have the balls to take
the
team.
The final the year
relax,
before.
I completely
relax.
Disagree.
He does not have the quality to win a final of a Champions League final, which I don't believe he has it anyway. But
do you think this is a video game that you just it's plug and play? That people don't make mistakes along
the way?
That's right.
It's a video game. When you are that strong, you can play them as a video game.
You've seen Pep Guardiola. So, look how long it took him to win the Champions League with Manchester City that puts billions and billions and billions. PSG still hasn't figured it out. There are teams that you could list that spend quadruple, 5, 6, 7, 8 times the amount of Inter, and there's mistakes along the way. Champions League number one is not something that you could calculate. You have to be competitive. They've been competitive. They went to the final last year. They went out against Atletico in a crazy manner. They're still missing a world-class player to solve games in important moments. But to classify it as a failure because they went out of Champions League.
Go to Wikipedia. Let me just say something. Go to Wikipedia and double check, say 2005, 2006, Marotta reaction.
Argument.
Relax. Marotta reaction.
But why Marotta? Marotta wasn't at Juventus.
He was.
At 2005,
2006? It was
Moggi.
Moggi, okay. Marotta, Moggi, same thing.
No, it's very different.
I don't know.
Listen, those people, they were so viciously attacked and robbed that by Inter. For some reason, political game were played. But hey, it is what it is. You got it. Congratulations. It's not what you want on the field. A Scudetto, by definition, it's something that you have to win on the field with more points than the second.
But also,
I would say what Moratti said was that all the years, because it wasn't just one year, there was different years, that Inter would have won maybe 25 Scudetti.
Did not.
In the end, there was injustice.
Injustice by who?
By who?
Okay. No, so wait, I just want to say.
Real quick, 1 second.
Okay.
Milan fans. Italians have the greatest tifos in the world. Yeah. And it's not even close.
No chance.
It is so thought out and hilarious. The tifo that Milan had with the rat putting one star and then a robber putting another star on top.
That's what they are.
And
that's
rats. Okay. And then you know what you guys did? I don't think anybody saw this. You held a sign that said, math is not an opinion. Scudetti are only one on the pitch.
Well, I text you guys before those guys that put
the
sign.
It sounds like he was part of the...
La matematica non è un'opinione. Avete vinto 19 Scudetti, and then you translate in English.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Avete vinto 19 Scudetti sul campo. Uno l'avete rubato alla Juventus. Anzi, shoplifted for me is the best definition because.
How many Serie B trophies is Milan?
That's
have?
A man.
I'm just
we
asking.
Talking,
how many Serie B trophies is Milan?
Scudetti.
I'm asking Serie B trophies.
Let me respond to that.
How many Serie B trophies?
Let me respond to that. Let me respond to that. You know what you guys are good at? Stealing and robbing without getting caught. Facchetti. For your own, I'm gonna say, can I talk? Facchetti, for your own fortune, he passed away. I liked the guy was one of the best defender for Inter, an Italian national team. He had his hands deep into the shit. So, you guys didn't get caught because everything was wiped out.
Okay.
But you guys were deep into the shit. So, you be grateful, be gracious, be grateful. To say, shake hands to Gaetano because I'm not sure if he's a Roma fan or a Juventus fan. Every time he changes.
He's going to attack you.
He's a Palermo.
Chameleon.
So really, changes skin. That the opinions are of Antonio
and no one
Antonio
else.
And not the rest of the crew and not IFTV or Italian football.
And I just want to add something really quick.
He's got his theories, his conspiracies.
There we go. You're a flipper like me, buddy.
I'm an AC Milan fan.
And Inter played
Okay? Yeah, they
so
did.
Even though I'm not a big Inter fan, I'm just celebrating their Scudetto.
As a tifoso.
They're the best team. They have 16 points ahead of the second team. So this is what we're talking about tonight. We're going back to 2005.
Yes,
and Gaetano.
Tonight is not the night to go back to. Tonight is to celebrate Inter that won the Scudetto.
I agree.
And what do you do? For next year.
I get that Tifosi always have, you know, you got your blinders on, and I get that there's some people, but it kind of scares me for people that can't admit or can't just say, guys, when the best team wins, you could applaud.
Yeah.
You got to applaud and you got to give them praise when they win. Michael Jordan, the greatest, for me, greatest athlete ever, Michael Jordan. Yo, when he went out of games, even Detroit Pistons, no matter what it was, he always shook the other guy's hand. He didn't agree with acting like, oh, they did this, they did that.
You can give credit too, but you also got, there's also some credit. We can't be like, oh, perfect season, whatever the case is.
But we're talking about them winning
and there's cons overall.
This is historic. They won 20 Scudetti.
Yes. No, congratulations.
All right. Again. Second star.
So I just want to go around the table really quickly. If you want to add a sentence on it, you can add. If you don't, you can just say yes or no. Was this a successful season for Inter?
Peter, massive, one at a time.
100%, yes.
Anything to add or no? You don't have, if it's redundant, you don't have to say it.
You won the second star over Milan.
It's a Scudetto, bro.
Over Milan.
You see?
Go. Of course, if you win a trophy, you're successful.
Come on, guys. It's a Scudetto. It's not a Coppa Italia. We're not talking about Super Coppa Italiana. Inter won the second Scudetto.
We won the Scudetto.
Playing one of the best footballs in all of Europe.
We're fluffing it with the second. It's a Scudetto. Yeah. They won a Scudetto.
And they did it in the Derby della Madonnina. Wait, okay, so... Yes, success, massive success. What's your finish the sentence?
Me, what?
Finish your own.
What was question? My sentence? What was the beginning of my?
Just answer. We all answered. Go.
I have one foot on the banana peel, one foot on the.
Come on, it's your question. Give an answer.
I just feel like, yes, the growth and stuff overall, but I just
was
feel
it
like.
Was it a successful season? Yes or no?
Let me know.
He did well. But I don't know, compared to Inter last season, they improve incremental improvements. I feel like they should have got a Scudetto already. And if they just won.
How much did you drink tonight?
Me.
I think he's the only guy that didn't have a drink.
Guys,
I just feel like we're overpraising. Yeah, yes, congratulations, Inzaghi. But he should have already won the Scudetto. He should have got out of the Europe already.
This game, this sport, it's a snap of a finger.
It's a snap on his finger.
Inzaghi went
from. This is fourth season.
Inzaghi went from coaching at Lazio, third season. Inzaghi went from coaching Lazio, where there's no expectation.
Third season, yeah.
Anything that you do at Lazio, it's a completely different pressure.
He almost won the Scudetto.
Then he went to Inter.
Almost.
Yeah, he went to Inter. I'm calling this team, though.
Okay. He went to Inter, where the pressure is immense. It doesn't matter if the team already won. To continue building on that success is very difficult. He made mistakes along the way.
He
did, but he made mistakes.
He had the best squad.
It's normal to make mistakes. It's
but he had the best team.
At a big team.
Listen, I don't want to take away from it, but we're acting like he did an incredible feat.
Be quiet. Sir Alex Ferguson, is he a success or is he not a success?
Yeah, but he was there for multiple years.
Okay,
right?
And in the beginning years at Manchester United, he wasn't winning anything.
I'm not saying he wasn't a success,
but you're saying he's a success now.
But let's not go like, oh, he's incredible. I want him to
play. Why not?
Because he
got there, though.
He won a Scudetto. He had the best team all those years. I'm not downplaying, but I'm just saying I feel like we're overhyping it.
I see how this team plays. We're not talking about winning it by 3 points.
I get that.
They're 22 points above you.
I don't want to sound like Antonio because I'm giving more praise than he is.
Let me say something.
Your question was about this season. Was it successful? Yes or no?
Come on.
Anto, what's your...
With the expectation that...
I just feel like there's higher expectations.
Mike.
Your own question, you cannot
answer. Mike.
Maybe me, as an outsider, maybe I had more expectations than Inter.
How are you an outsider? We're all outsiders.
Mike.
I'm saying not as an Inter fan. Okay, that's what I mean. I'm just saying for the people that don't follow, I'm not an Inter fan. But someone...
We can tell.
No. Someone as an outsider, maybe I had more... expectations from Inter, and they didn't hit those expectations for me.
Maybe your expectations were wrong.
Maybe they were too high. Maybe they were. I thought Inter would be better, but
I'll say this.
I just feel like they hit the baseline.
In Inzaghi's first year, if you told me in their third season they would be playing this football, this calcio totale, build a foundation, having gone to the Champions League final, I would tell you, I wouldn't believe you.
But you
I wouldn't believe you how good they are.
Okay, he won a Scudetto.
Losing your best players. signing free transfers.
Look at Gasperini. Go to him. He hasn't won anything. He plays amazing football.
Why are you going from apples to oranges?
Because we're talking about amazing football.
But nobody said that.
You started with the fantasy on the equation.
If you're looking at that way.
Okay, but nobody disagreed about Gasperini.
You brought.
This turned into a brawl, this podcast.
We can't.
I'm not taking away.
We can't have a drink before.
Maybe my expectations were too high for Inter. Maybe I thought.
How did you put in these drinks?
Let me just say something, please. I want to reply to this guy.
Yeah.
You brought Ferguson into the equation. Ferguson and Inzaghi, they're not even close.
But they're
Don't compare Inzaghi with Ferguson.
The only comparison there was success on your first season. He said because Inzaghi didn't succeed in his first two seasons, Sir Alex Ferguson didn't do that at Manchester United. But over the whole of his career.
He had the best team.
Mike, I got to finish. He came off from Conte when it was Scudetto. Michele.
And then they lost Hakimi and Lukaku.
Let me finish. Those guys, the Inter fans, and you guys, the Inter fans, they have the pride. They just, even before the Campeonato start or during the Campeonato, they shoot for the triplet. They keep saying repeating the triplet.
No, you won one of them. That's an obsession. Obsession of the other Italian team. The only Italian team to do it is Inter.
Let me ask you something. Are you still in the Coppa Italia? You still in the Coppa Italia?
So is Milan.
No, they're not.
Answer my question. Are you still in the Coppa Italia?
We don't have to be.
Are you still in the Champions League?
We don't have to be.
We won the Scudetto. Nobody ever holds us in the Coppa Italia. It's an obsession of everybody.
Come on. You can see both sides to it.
I'm giving praise.
You need to be clipped. Your wing is too far open.
Yeah, you guys went. Guys, we're here to celebrate a historic day.
No, you are celebrating. I'm not.
No team had ever won it in a derby before.
I gave my congratulations, but I want to give my criticism also.
But I want to give both. Celebrate a team.
What do you want me to say? Congrats, the best coach ever.
I'm to Italy,
but I'm bringing both sides to it. I don't want to just. I just.
Anyway,
why not? I gave my credit. I said he improved over the years.
You couldn't even say it was a success.
But I thought my expectations for Inter, maybe my expectations were higher than yours for Inter.
I think. Expectations to win a Champions League or go far in Champions League are very hard to realize. So the thing is, yes, am I disappointed of going out versus Atletico? 100%. Because when we got the draw, as an Inter fan, that was a team that I would have liked to take. But then ultimately...
And Coppa Italia?
But the Coppa Italia, we versus the Bologna team that is flying high.
I get it, bro, but you guys are Inter. I have a higher expectation for Inter than your team.
But also, if you look at the roster, you see the starting 11 that Inter played versus the Bologna.
So that's a manager's fault.
Okay, guys, we're moving.
That's a manager's fault.
This got too crazy.
Inter value 10, Bologna value 0.00001.
Okay, but Inter has no value. But we keep on beating Milan. Don't give me that.
You got spammed. We got to move on. This got crazy. Too much alcohol. Before we go on to talk about Milan's performance, which if we're this critical of Inter, I hope you guys continue the same energy with Milan.
Yeah.
Before we do that, some positive news. You guys can see we're all wearing hats. They're going to be released on Friday at 12 p.m. If you sign up for the newsletter.
I want to show them the...
Oh, the C. Okay.
These guys today. If you sign up for our newsletter, our email list, the link is in the top of the description.
That's right.
You'll get a 1-hour pre-sale. Like I said, they're going to be released at 12 p.m. on Friday. They're available. We work very hard on these hats. They have so many details on the inside. We're gearing up for the Euros. We have a couple other items that are available. You might see some of them in the shop, in the shot right
a
now.
A fan favorite coming in.
I won't confirm or deny
are you gonna have a
either of them. You could also go to our website, ItalianFootballTV.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, and sign up for the newsletter. We have other gear that's on the site.
Or only if you sign up to the newsletter, you see it, right?
What
going to
say?
You get an hour early.
I can never find a hat.
It's because we forced you to wear.
No, I can never find a hat.
We held them down.
I am trying, and this is supposed to be, you know, the baseball hat, and I've gone to the Yankee games, and I get a hat, and they square, and then I have to turn them, and then they look so bad. This one is...
What the hell?
It's the truth.
Oh my God. Stop. Too much alcohol. Stay.
Stay. We got to get the napkin.
This hat is perfect. I mean, it's rounded. I didn't have to do anything.
It fits nicely, right?
Yeah.
And of course, look at the logo on
it's
it.
It's a good quality.
Oh boy, what a disaster!
By the way,
what the hell?
What did he pushed me?
He pushed my elbow. We have it on camera, so
one of you guys is freaking.
Oh my God! Look at this guy.
I'm surprised it didn't go on your pants at all.
It actually did.
I'm worried about the couch.
Yeah, the captain.
Anyway, right. Anyway, Milan.
Good job with the hat.
Thank you. Milan, what a disaster Stefano Pioli. He thought that he was going to reinvent something and play Rafael Leao as a number nine with Musa on the right side. He had lost five derbies coming into this, only scoring one goal. He's the manager with the most derby losses in the history. This is even before the game even started. And he pulls this idea, which I don't understand, that you take Giroud off, the top goal scorer of Milan, 13 goals in the season, and he decides not to play him. A man that I've witnessed do incredible things in this derby. 3 goals, 2 assists in 4 Serie A games against Inter. He decides down this, and listen, if he pulls it out and Milan try to win, we come here and we say he's a genius. But when you do that, and then you perform the way that you did, it was a very disappointing match for Milan.
Let me just say something, Mike, since I'm the one under the microscope. My take on Pioli is this. He failed, that's true. But I think he put Leao in the position to fail even bigger. Because he knows the chances for Leao to perform as a forward, you know, centravanti, it was close to nothing, zero.
So why did he do it?
I know it because I know the system that Inter plays, and Leao will never have a chance to get the ball, to turn and to take all of those big giants that Inter has. Plus, you leave Giroud, you were right about that, you leave Giroud on the bench. That is the most offensive player and dangerous player that we have on nell'attacco. So by just doing that, you actually signed yourself out. I said, listen, I know it's the last derby, I don't care. I think he wanted the players to take some of the blames. Because the last game that they didn't perform well against Sassuolo, he shifted the blame to the player instead of taking his own responsibility. Because he's very capable, you know. I don't dislike him, but I think as a coach, he's got a lot to learn. And he made the exact same mistake that he made when you play the teams that they're about with one foot in Serie C and another one in Serie B. He has already this opportunity and this genius mentality that he's going to play the second line. And then if something goes wrong, he's going to have to just bring the big guns and try to fix the game. So this is not the first time that he did it. He did it 3 or 4 times. And I think he did it intentionally to embarrass the players. And he actually criticized the player. And I think with all due respect, I like him as a person. I can have a beer with him. I can have another espresso machine if Mike doesn't push me.
Espresso machine. We're never giving you an espresso machine again.
No more machine.
What did I say? Espresso machine? I'm sorry.
He said, I don't think Pioli wants to have a drink with you.
I meant an espresso martini. Pioli, his cycle is over. He cannot really do better than what he did so far.
I think that Pioli was trying to reinvent something. I don't know what the hell was he trying, was he thinking?
His contract.
By putting Leao as a center forward, and the guy comes back to midfield to get the ball, or he goes to the left wing to get the ball, and you make a cross, there's nobody in the center. There was nobody there. I mean, it's crazy not to put Giroud from the beginning. I don't know what happened to Pulisic, but I didn't see him during the game. So he moved, he tried to move so many pieces, thinking maybe a miracle could come out, and then he could say, oh, look at Pioli, what he did in the derby. So I think by whatever he did, he did not look like he knew what he was doing.
Well, he was trying to just stop Inter at all costs and try to hit out on a counter.
Yeah.
What you do is, just a word of advice, bring back Maldini for next year. Get rid of some of this prima donna, bring back Maldini. Get Leao some kind of
mental coach.
Yeah, mental coach to bring him back. And because you the base is there, you have a good base, but Pioli is the first one's gonna go.
What were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna just say. I mean, I think Pioli was to blame in this game, not the players, because ultimately you put the starting 11 out, and to try to do something new versus Inter that are on the heels of history. Shows a disrespect to the fans, I think, and more importantly, shows that he is lost for ideas. You know, he was trying to figure out. I think the idea was Acerbi was able to handle Haaland, unable to handle a Giroud, and maybe Leao can get into the space in behind because the defense of Inter are slow-footed. But it failed miserably. And again, you do not try this in a derby and not a game versus an Inter that literally needed one result to win. Milan had two results to play to not allow them to win the Scudetto.
But to be fair, he just lost five in a row before that. So he had played those players in those games.
But Marco, it's not like they stopped the bleeding. Inter should have scored three goals.
No, I'm not arguing on that. I'm not arguing on the decision. I'm just saying, you're saying don't reinvent something. Okay, but he had lost five games. So if he did the same exact thing, we'd be like, that's a definition of insanity.
Yes, but you didn't change anything. By putting Leao there as a nine doesn't change anything with Giroud. Change the formations a little bit. Change the players in the back.
I think it was mostly, a lot about playing Musa.
Musa played as a right back.
Because, if you watch, I watched the highlights of the last games when they lost. So many, there was two things that Inter were scoring goals from, besides the set pieces. It was the wing back play, where Inter are so crucial. We know their wing backs are important, but it's down the wings, that space, exploding the space. And their possession of the ball. When Milan would lose possession, Inter are so great at counterattacking and taking advantage of that. And they scored a lot of goals against you doing that. So just rationalizing from my perspective, I already said I didn't agree with the decision. I think that that was his game plan coming in. He said, we need to overload the midfield. We need to focus on not losing the ball. We need to focus on covering the space behind the fullback, behind the wings. And hopefully we could hit out on the counter. We could get Leao into position of space, which to be fair to him, when Inter played against Cagliari, they got killed on, I mean, I know you only tied, but that's how they were hurting you. It was the long balls over the top that Inter weren't able to deal with. My problem with Pioli is that there's so many games where his side looks confused. It's too many at this point. And you don't see the attitude, the spirit. We know the season was lost on Thursday when you went out against Roma. That was clear. That was Milan's last real objective. You got into second place. And I think there's a balanced approach here where I don't think Pioli is the only person to blame at Milan. I think that this team was built poorly in defense. It was something that I kept saying all summer. The defense is embarrassing. The defense is truly embarrassing. You only had two ready center backs. The midfield has also been lacking a lot. The center midfield, you don't have that physical presence that you used to have. Bennacer hasn't been at his best. I don't think there's problems in attack. I think they did amazing. And he also came into a team that had so many different changes. Like you changed so many players over the offseason. So I don't think it's a case that Pioli is a terrible coach. I think Pioli did incredible things. He won that Scudetto for Milan. You never expected to go there. He got to a semifinal. His relationship with a lot of the players is admirable. I just feel like at this point, Milan and Pioli need to move on because I don't see how they go forward together.
I think Pioli definitely overstayed his welcome. He shot above his, pay grade or weight class or whatever the case is. Winning with that Milan, the stars aligned. The other competition that was supposed to win didn't, and they got the Scudetto there. But you could say 100 things about the players or the quality or whatever the case was. But you're going to play at home against Inter with that performance, your rivals, to get the second star on their shirt like that. That they looked horrible. But the second star
doesn't matter.
But I'm saying if I know you're trying to put a jab in it, but for the players, you both are 19 and you can put out that performance. I thought they were toothless. They looked like a friendly. They didn't look any. The only time they looked like they wanted to play was after the goal was scored. And at that point, it was too little, too late.
Mike, might be the bigger problem.
No man marking on Acerbi, Thuram, leaving there. Manian's near post.
Listen.
Just, there was no bite at all. There was no hunger. It was as if Pioli went in there. We're like, whatever happens. I think he's right. Time for a new coach. He did whatever he needed to. Milan need 4 or 5 new players for the new season. They need a top coach so they can really do this because it's been a complete disaster for Milan.
Let me just say something. Personally, I agree 90% with what you just said.
That's pretty good.
you know, the writing was on the wall for Pioli when we lost with Roma. So Ibrahimovic,
even before that,
a lot of the top management, they must have told him, I said, listen, unfortunately, we're not going to be, you know, continue with you as the coach. Mm-hmm. So thank you for what you have done. So Pioli took upon himself, I said, I got another 5-6 games, including the derby. So you guys are making too much of the derby because of La Seconda Stella, the fact that he's winning at San Siro. It's garbage.
It's symbolic, though, Anto.
Symbolic of what? He's not giving you more money.
You're playing a derby.
He's not giving
you
more money.
And you can't play like that. You can't play like that.
Bragging rights at the end of the day. By the next week, nobody's going to ever remember.
I can tell you that in Milan, that was the exact opposite sentiment.
They're going to remember.
By next week, nobody's ever going to remember.
All the Inter fans told me was, I'm going to tell my kids' kids. When I go to the cafe and I see my friend that's a Milan fan, I'm going to remind them for the rest of his life that we won the second star in your home against
that's
you.
That's what happens when you play too many PlayStation and video games. You guys have the
Are the ones that play video games where you think you're supposed to win a Champions League all of a sudden.
Listen, talking about Champions League, if you want to make history, this is your friend over there.
Talking about Milan.
It's about Milan. Milan, how many Champions League does Inter have?
Come on.
I'm talking about it. That is history. A Scudetto, if you want to compare a Scudetto with making history with a Champions League, it's like...
You guys made Champions League history too. The only team to be winning 3-0 and lose the Champions League final. So the history is in the...
Pete is freaking quick.
I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to lower myself. I'm not going to lower myself to this guy here because...
To be fair to Inter, they also made history as an Italian team. Nobody else has won the treble.
At least.
If you want to go back on history.
7 trophies.
Anyway.
And when I went to Casa Milan, one is huge. It's bigger than this building. It's bigger than this building. I had a chance to hug this Champions League. Believe me.
You can hug
it. It's only a dream for you. It's going to stay as a dream for the rest of your life.
Let's talk about what potential coaches there could be. One other thing. When you said they only started playing at the 2-0, I thought maybe even bigger, close to his decision to leaving Giroud off is not subbing him on at halftime when it's 1-0. He waits for the 2-0
second goal to
put Giroud on. That first half, I want to know, what was he watching to think that he could put that same lineup into the second half? That was maybe the most shocking decision of the entire night, to not immediately make the switch and do that.
But we're
past that. Next coach of Milan. There have been so many names thrown around. I want to get everybody's reaction to it. Obviously, Antonio Conte is the name that Zlatan Ibrahimovic really wants. There's also been Lopetegui. I met Milan fans. They told me Lopetegui. They don't want him. There has been Gallardo from River Plate. There's been Fonseca. There's been De Zerbi. Who else am I missing? Is that pretty much it? They've had a crazy list of names.
No more Thiago Motta, because I think Inter is taking Zirkzee and everybody. That's all they do. You know, to eliminate the competition.
We're talking about a different topic now.
But what's the topic?
Thiago Motta. We're talking about the next coach of Milan.
Okay, so Thiago Motta was on the list for AC Milan.
Thiago Motta, they're saying, is close to Juventus, but I guess you would say that he's your top pick.
I would actually consider
him to be my topic. And if it's not Thiago Motta, if he's not capable, out of those names, who is it that excites you? Or is there another name that you would prefer?
I would take Fonseca. I like his style of playing. I like Fonseca. I like what he did in Roma. I like it. And he did very well in Lille, I think, right? Did he coach Lille?
Did you just ask us?
No.
You just said he did really well.
I think
he
was coaching Lille. One of those.
You don't like Conte?
No. Conte is not AC Milan DNA. Conte has coached Inter and has coached Juventus. He's the last coach that you won at AC Milan. Number one. Number two.
You know, Pioli coached Inter.
Doesn't matter. Conte is the type of coach that has got a way out by just making impossible demands that the management is not going to make. And I said, hey, I asked you for this. You didn't buy. I'm out. I don't like him. Just for these particular reasons, I will say, Conte, just stay as far as you can. Okay? It's not AC Milan DNA. It will never be an AC Milan DNA. And it's not going to be AC Milan coach. Take my word. I don't think Ibrahimovic likes him. And Ibrahimovic, I think he needs to step up to the plate, because right now, you're no longer part of the squad sitting on the bench motivating the players. Right now, it's your time to shine. And so far, during the winter transfer, he has done nothing. This is one of the reasons why AC Milan has done poorly defensively. We got Terracciano from, I don't know, was Verona one of those?
Defender?
So we got only Terracciano. Well, AC Milan was bleeding goals after goals after goals in defense. Okay? So I think Ibrahimovic has got his own hands full, and he's going to have to just step up to the plate and show what he's capable to do as a manager. Now, I don't know. To me, like you just, somebody said that Maldini needs to be brought back. I know it's not going to happen because after, you know, the situation that the new American ownership has had with him, I don't think Maldini is going to come back unless the ownership changes. So I think Ibrahimovic has got a lot of problem on his hands, and he's going to have to show what kind of a pedigree he's made as a manager. So
I think Ibrahimovic, you know, to be fair, he's coming into a situation similar to like Giuntoli with Juventus, where he's taking a, obviously he understands the AC Milan brand and the organization, but he also needs to have his time to see things through. So I agree with you. I think in January, you know, the Milan team needed to make a move, and there were no moves to really be made, because I feel similar to Inter, you know, there's a handicap as far as what can be spent. Because let's face it, even Inter, I said it, if we're going to go far in the Champions League, we need to have another striker. Because Thuram and Lautaro cannot do it all. And if they do not produce, we need somebody that could come off the bench. And that was the case with Atletico. When both didn't do it, there was nobody there to step up. And Milan, the defense has been a problem, not just this year, but also the year prior and the year before. So it's time to wake up. You can't just pick these free transfers or some young prospect and whatnot. You know, even credit to Marotta, right? We got rid of Skriniar, and you would have thought maybe you give him the extra money. They spent 30 million for Pavard. You know, that's not cheap, but they got a world-class defender. So these are things that you have to be able to give and take, in a sense. And going back to Ibrahimovic, Ibra, I think now he's going to have more control of this team. You know, there's the new project with the third, with the second team that's going to be playing in Serie C. So he's going to have
a starting role in there. This year, next year.
So yeah, this next year coming up. So now there's a more of investment in the youth and developing players, but there's got to be a focus on that first team, and they have to figure out what they're going to do, because I think there's going to be a lot of moving pieces. Leao is going to be a question mark. And I think similar to what Tonali was for Milan last year, I think Leao this year could be a way to bring in money and then invest it smartly.
That's the future of Italian football, is just making a second team. I was listening to something Agnelli said even a couple years ago, and he said the only way for Italians to be sustainable, because we cannot compete with the Premier League. I mean, even this year we had Bournemouth outbidding for Zaniolo, right? They were outbidding any of our top teams. Is by making a second team. Juventus have been very successful, and you're seeing the fruits of their labors in a lot of the young kids by making a team that plays in third division and Atalanta. Signing a lot of players. Atalanta, another good example, that you're able to compete with talents. Anything to add on Milan's coaching situation? Is there somebody that you would want to?
Well, all the names that you said, I would only go either with the Serbi or with Conte. And the reason why I would get Conte is because he would come in, it would build you a team. It will build you a good team, and then he's gonna leave. But so what? Then let him leave. But you're left with a good team.
But you're leaving
and
without winning.
Somebody else comes and wins the championship.
Yeah. I agree with that.
He's good on the first year. He'll win you a championship, but then it goes crazy.
He's got like 2-3 years.
2 years. Yeah, yeah. 2 years.
And after a couple years, it goes crazy. So then you get. But you remain with a good team. I mean, he did it. He did it with Juventus and did it with Inter.
I agree with you. I mean, the past few years, you guys aren't competing with anyone now. At least with Conte, say what you want about him, but he's actually going to compete. He's going to demand a lot, but at the end of the day, he's there to win. He's a winner. So I think that's a pretty solid option, unless a better coach comes along.
It's better for him to go to Milan than to Napoli. I think Napoli need like a more long-term foundation builder. Yeah. I think Milan would fit Conte better than he would fit Napoli. So I agree with that. This Eddie would be really interesting. The thing is, he's got like a 15 million release clause. There's no way an Italian team is going to pay 15 million just to sign a coach. And then you got to pay his salary. That's unheard of.
His salary is going to be probably, what, 10 million?
No, I don't think it'll be that high.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Listen, I'd rather to have Gilardino than Conte, please. Don't get me this Conte. Get him out of my sight.
You need diplomacy. You need to be smart. You need to... And to me, Maldini had it, and Ibrahimovic does not have the diplomacy.
It's still very early, that.
Well, it's been there for so many years. I mean, it was there. What do you mean? It was
Yeah, but as but he hasn't been in this role. It's very different as a player than it is a director.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying he can't do it.
To me,
I think you guys are jumping the gun.
That's a little harsh.
Mike, to me, AC
Milan. He's saying that because of Maldini. He's a big fan of Maldini. That's why he's saying that.
That can be true.
To me, AC Milan needs to monetize a big guy.
But Ibra and Maldini do two different things, though. Ibra is not picking players like Maldini was. Maldini was a proper sporting director.
So Ibra
is an advisor to Cardinale.
Yeah, to get the players.
Not just the players, everything. It's more than just like you're looking at it too broad.
He thinks he's taking his role.
It's not apples and oranges. No, they're not taking each other's role.
That's what
it's like a snitch. It's a snitch of Cardinale. Maldini, in other words, that's what it is.
Maldini is complete.
Okay? Yeah.
You can use it in the locker room. You can use it in the field. You can use it to advise the players in defense. He can get you the better players.
Transfers.
He's a gentleman.
With the media.
He's the gentleman in there. He has great hair.
Listen, the AC Milan, I was saying before, needs to monetize one or two big players and build from there. So it could be Leao, could be Maignan. Maignan is very disappointed to me. This year. Teo's not out.
I'm not a fan.
I think
of
I will monetize
Leao. You guys see who you get offers for.
I will monetize Leao and I will monetize Maignan. We have a lot of
goalkeepers in Italy. The reality is in Italian football, anyone that big offer comes in, like you said, Tonali. Once a big offer comes in, there's no way that any Italian team can resist big money, especially once you put the 100 in front of it. Over that, you're going to see teams
right away.
For an attacking player, right? Let's move on. I got one topic that I've just been absolutely obsessed with, and that's Gasperini and the fact that he goes to a final today against Fiorentina in a brilliant game of football. The way that these teams attack, they go forward. The game of Scamacca, what a year! And Atalanta's made me very proud as a fan of Italian football, as a coach who doesn't win, like you're saying, that doesn't often get the credit because he doesn't get to lift the trophy. But what he's done for Italian football, his influence goes so deep from the coaches to the players, the way that he makes everybody better around him. And I really, really, really hope. I know that he doesn't value his career off of the trophies. He values it on other things. But I really hope for his own sake, he's able to lift the trophy, whether it be beating Marseille and going to the Europa League final, which obviously would be the priority, or against Juventus. For me, this is probably the first time in history this sentence has ever been said. For me, Atalanta are favorites to beat Juventus in the final of Coppa Italia. They are better than them in every category, in intensity, in energy, in courage, in quality of players, in guys off the bench, in the way that you adapt during a game, in everything, in every aspect.
I gotta check the bookies.
Atalanta are better than Juventus.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Does anyone disagree?
No, not
if you disagree.
Not this time, because Gasperini's always been one of the top coaches.
But does anyone disagree? For me, Atalanta are favorites against Juventus.
I wouldn't say favorites.
So why not?
Yes, but as far as individual talent, I think Juventus is a stronger...
On paper.
Individually.
You know, player to player, Atalanta, who is stronger? Who's stronger?
Chiesa, Vlahovic.
Juventus player to player is stronger.
What, like, for example... Who?
Chiesa?
No, Scamacca.
Scamacca can't play in the final.
Chesney?
Who says so?
Isn't it Diffidato, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's assume that he's playing in the final.
Anyway, but he's not playing in the final.
I think Vlahovic has more pedigree than a Scamacca. Yes.
Okay, one second. Go back to my initial thing. You said no.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with Peter in terms of the player for player.
Okay, so let's do this real quick. Let's do each position because it's just easier,
Let me check my phone just so we can have a better understanding.
I got it on my head.
Do you?
Goalkeeper.
Karnacki.
Or Chesney.
Chesney.
Okay. Chesney's a bigger
I go Chesney. I don't think
bigger
so. Thing. I go Chesney. The back line between Juventus and Atalanta. Scalvini, Hien, Kolasinac, Gimsiti, the three of them, whoever you want to play. Or Gatti, Bremer,
Danilo, Sandro,
any of those three.
I think Juventus.
I think Atalanta's defense is better than
Juventus. But these are international players, bro.
Now you sound like him with a...
No, but all these guys...
Sandro plays for
Brazil.
It doesn't matter.
Bremer plays for Brazil.
Sandro didn't win a header against Tati Castellanos.
Okay, we're going to go on base on one thing. You always get him
that he's a national team player. Now you're using that argument?
No, I just said because it's overused. I don't say that's bad. But you don't think that says anything if you play for your national team?
Okay,
if you're shouted for Brazil?
Atalanta's defense or Juventus' defense?
Slide edge on Atalanta.
Who's yours?
Let me check Atalanta.
Almost even.
Kolasinac, Scaldini.
Defensively, almost even.
Okay, almost. But if you had to choose one?
I would take Atalanta.
Bro, Jim City? No, man. Juve's defense.
Scaldini and Kolasinac are the starters. Hien in the middle.
Juve's defense.
No. You guys are crazy.
How's it crazy?
No, they can't play the ball out of the back.
Agatano Messina, what do you think?
Juventus can't make passes. The center backs of Juventus cannot make two passes in a row.
That's right.
Okay, I actually think that their defense ruins
Sandro
the team.
Everything has to go perfect for them to be the solid team.
No.
For solid defense,
they have to play
as
a unit.
I think... if you compare all the players,
yeah, just choose.
Probably Juventus comes out ahead, but if you compare,
there we go.
Teams
place, no,
defensive.
Yeah, no, player for player.
Defensively, the back three. You could choose one of the back threes. They play
probably. I would say even.
But you have to choose one. Atalanta.
Thank you, sir.
The midfield. Again, they play a four with a five. Let's just pop Cup Miners into the midfield just to make it simple. I don't even think it's close. Atalanta's midfield is way better than Juventus' midfield.
By far.
They ruin Ederson Cup Miners as the three in the middle.
By far.
Oh, okay,
Atalanta.
Everybody agrees.
I think Atalanta.
By far.
In attack, Chiesa Vlahovic, on paper, they're better than Scamacca, CDK.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, I got three out of four for...
I got news for you. Defense. I got news for you.
Personally.
I got defense... Midfield, I'm even.
To me.
But also, Karnesecchi says the...
And Allegri's won.
To me,
which
CDK,
for coach, if you think about
coach
it.
Coach Gasperini.
But Allegri's won in the past. Gasperini hasn't won, so I think that's...
Listen, Mike.
No?
Always with your stupid stat, Mike. Forget about the stats.
That matters.
Mike.
Gasperini or Allegri?
They matter.
Gasperini or Allegri.
By far.
On tactics, Gasperini.
But
I'm saying who's won in the past. I think that matters.
It's not about who he didn't have a team like Juventus. If Gasperini had Juventus those years, you don't think he would have won?
I don't know. It's a guessing game at this point.
What were we saying about Atalanta?
Atalanta, I think, is going to take the game and is going to play the final.
It wouldn't be a surprise
if they
take it.
Let's talk about Scamacca real quick. 10 goals and assists combined in his last 10 games. 8 goals, 2 assists. Spalletti gave him one of these and kicked him off the Italian national team where we didn't get to watch him in America and he played Retegi. Since Gasperini came out saying that he needs to do a lot of the hard work, he needs to not always think that he's got to do the spectacular. He said, non fai il fenomenal. He has really woken up. Today's game, the way that he was laying off the ball, the way that he played as a proper number 9, his hold up play, The goal that they took away, and even the fourth goal, the last goal, he actually plays the ball to Lookman. He plays the ball to Lookman. That Lookman plays it to Pašalić. So he's involved in every single goal.
You can see,
my gosh,
you can see that he really is learning from Gasperini because these small little nuances that Gasperini was saying the reason why he wasn't playing him, you can see that he's picking it up. So he's not always doing the spectacular. Oh, I gotta send this one, or I gotta do this, or I gotta do this. He plays that more simple kind of play, and it's making him a better player. He's really listening. Gasperini, and the one thing Gasperini is great at is making a player better and upping his transfer value, because I think he's been improving on all cylinders after he got that kick in the ass.
Mikey, CDK and Scamacca for me, I mean, Fiorentina defense is not really, you know, the
top notch. Yeah.
It's not really, I wouldn't put on even top 10. So, I mean, I wanted to see Scamacca doing consistently.
Yeah, of course.
Performing against big team and just to put the numbers up there.
He did it with Liverpool, too. We got to say,
too, right?
I know.
He's capable, but I wanted to see the consistency.
Yeah, week in and week out.
And, you know, I think Scamacca's got the pedigree. He's got the quality to do it.
We always said he had the quality.
So by far.
There was never a doubt
of quality.
It was
just glimpses.
We always said, I think it was very clear, he has qualities that no other Italian player has. He just was not proving it week in and week out.
To me, Scamacca and CDK better than Vlahovic and Chiesa. Sorry.
Maybe on form.
Focus on Scamacca, not that.
Scamacca, it is change the rule. I mean, you get a yellow card.
That's
crazy.
Absurd.
I mean, we are the fans, and I want to see the best players on the field. Because you get a stupid yellow card, you can play the next game. That's the stupid rule that I have
a problem.
It's the worst rule I've ever seen. He gets a second. He gets another yellow card.
That guy is over.
And you don't. And you don't let him play in the final of the Coppa Italia.
Right. That's not right.
What are we doing? What are we doing? That's
who's in charge of the Italian.
They got rid of it for the Champions League.
Right.
Because Nedved had missed. Remember 2003 final. Nedved had missed the final.
So change the rule.
Yeah, but they should get rid of it now. I don't even care that it was a rule when we started. Just common sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't care.
Blue. We were talking about blue cards, pink cards, whatever. Just give them a blue. All right.
Guys, anything else? We went too far, so I don't think we should go on any other topics. We hit enough today. We could do the rest of the team.
Yeah, the love is still there. We just we should never win another championship.
We're just shinier because we got two stars.
Yeah, two stars.
Quick thing on Bologna, the way they play.
Oh yeah.
And I was referring before that Inter went too far back. You know, with Roma, Bologna was winning. They didn't go too far back. They kept going. And once Roma got to midfield, they put pressure on it. If you're a young coach, if you're a young and you're watching and you're interested in tactics, go look at Inter the last 20 minutes and go look at Bologna with Roma. When they were winning, they were still pushing up.
Guys, and with all
that's
that.
My last point.
And I just want to bring up, for the people that don't know, maybe some of you guys don't know, Fabio Cannavaro got appointed as Udinese's new coach, which kind of came out of the blue. Very interesting.
The last few games? How many more games?
Five, six. Ooh. Yeah, five
he's
games.
Actually going to be the first coach to go in.
Oh,
to
my
start
God.
His role.
That's
halfway mid-game. Into a game.
That's going to be interesting. We're going to be supporting.
They're going to make up the game with Roma. When is that going
to
happen?
We'll be supporting, but he's taking on a mountain.
It's tough. Bad.
To take over it's this Udinese side. Aye, aye, aye.
Mm. It's going to be an interesting journey for sure.
I wish him all the best. I pray that he could do really good. We would love to see Cannavaro, you know, follow the path of like a De Rossi, for example.
That'd be amazing.
And I respect that Cannavaro, he never started at the top. He was not, you know, he did his duties in the lower divisions. He went abroad when he had to find opportunities. And for young coaches, that's how you make mistakes. You don't make mistakes right when you get a big job. Like,
you improve.
I think about people in Zaghi that when he took over Milan, he made mistakes there. Andrea Pirlo, when he takes over Juventus, you make the mistakes there. I like the coaches that they go somewhere else and they could do that.
Like Gattuso too.
I can see Pirlo coming back and be one of the top coaches too again.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
He's got it.
But he's got to learn. That's what I'm saying.
They might get promoted. In Serie B, right? And Sampdoria, they're by a playoff spot. They credit to him, he looked like in the beginning of the season, they looked like they were going to relegate it, but now they're in a playoff spot, so hopefully he keeps it up.
Body's in the playoff spot too?
Yeah, you never know.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just saying. The law.
Play out.
I checked.
Play out.
Not that long ago. It looked like they were.
Play out. You see?
It's good.
It's okay. You know what it is? Misery loves company. He's so miserable, this guy here.
I had to say. I know it was a right thing, but I had to say it. I'm sorry.
Wow. I didn't expect that from
you. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We're going to handle the rest of the topics another time. Hats I'll go on sale Friday, 12 p.m. Sign up for our newsletter. You get 1 hour. Early access. Thank you for watching. We'll talk to you soon.
And Forza,
the podcast.
Milan.